This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is adamant that the city's final budget cannot include cuts to services, layoffs, or furloughs. That's as the city council yesterday resoundingly rejected Johnson's proposed $300 million property tax increase that would help pay for city services. The unanimous vote sends Johnson back to the drawing board on how to present a balanced budget. Johnson was asked yesterday if he would consider saving money by requiring one furlough day a week for city workers, and he had this to say.
Which day do you think Chicagoans want police officers not to be on the job? Or streets and sanitation? Which day? The people of Chicago do not want us to cut services.
The city council and mayor's office are negotiating where to find new savings or revenue, which could still include a smaller property tax increase. In other budget news, Chicago City Council members today will get to ask Police Superintendent Larry Snelling about CPD's proposed $2.1 billion budget. He's expected to face questions about proposed cuts to department offices tasked with propelling court-mandated police reforms. Other likely questions concern prospects for reactivating ShotSpotter and how the department could curb police behavior that sparks expensive lawsuits. The Chicago Board of Education is trying to fortify the school district against edicts from incoming President Donald Trump that might harm students. Member Olga Bautista said immigrants are already feeling the effects of Trump's election.
People emboldened to call ICE on people at work or at schools and things like that. It is unconscionable to even threaten our community, and we stand firm that we are going to protect all of our students.
The resolution, passed at a special meeting on Thursday, reaffirmed that Chicago Public Schools won't let immigration agents into schools, except on the rare occasion that they have a search warrant. And it also pledges to protect all students and make sure they see themselves reflected in the curriculum. A family is suing the Illinois Department of Corrections over the death of a man incarcerated at the deteriorating Stateville prison. Michael Broadway died during a heat wave in June. A Will County autopsy report found that heat stress was a significant contributing condition in his death. His family says his death was preventable, and the defendants had full knowledge of the unsafe conditions at Stateville, which is now virtually closed. Outside the prison yesterday, Terrell Vaughn shed tears as he remembered his lifelong friend.
I love him and I miss him, and I always think about him, and I'm emotional right now.
The Illinois Department of Corrections did not respond to a request for comment. Jurors in the federal racketeering conspiracy trial of Michael Madigan heard a wiretap of the former Illinois House Speaker trying to find a job for a Northside lawmaker's wife. Madigan sought the help of his now co-defendant, Michael McLean, about putting the woman on contract with then-ComEd lobbyist Jay Doherty. Last year, Doherty was convicted for his role in a scheme to bribe Madigan. A jury found him guilty of using ComEd money to put the ex-speaker's cronies into no-work jobs at Madigan and McLean's request to advance ComEd's legislative agenda.
I'd like you to give it some thought. One thought I had was with Jay Doherty.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily with ComEd, but I had the thought that I could actually put Jay Doherty on a retainer.
The wife of State Representative Jamie Andrade later got a state job, and neither has been charged. Some more things you should know today. Defense attorneys allege that the man accused of killing seven people at a 2022 Independence Day parade in suburban Chicago was denied his constitutional right to legal representation while being interrogated by police hours after the shooting. Authorities have said Robert Cremo III confessed to the shooting that also left dozens injured, but his defense attorneys are seeking to have videotaped statements he made to police barred from the trial. The nearly three-hour hearing yesterday offered a glimpse of the evidence expected at the trial in February, including police testimony, photographs, and video footage of statements to police. 24-year-old Cremo has pleaded not guilty and did not speak Thursday. A WBEZ analysis of results from Chicago's first ever elected school board race shows that voter participation was relatively high compared to other down-ballot races. About 8 in every 10 voters who cast ballots also voted for a school board candidate. The analysis also found that the areas that helped vote Mayor Brandon Johnson into office were split between school board candidates backed by the Chicago Teachers Union, pro-charter school organizations, and candidates independent of both of these interests. More than 52,000 Illinoisans have gotten medical debt relief from the state of Illinois so far. Governor J.B. Pritzker's office announced the state's purchased roughly $72 million in old, uncollectible debt so far as part of the Illinois Medical Debt Relief Pilot Program. It's a $10 million initiative the governor announced during his annual budget address last year. The state is working with the company, Undo Medical Debt, to purchase the old bills for pennies on the dollar. People who receive the help cannot apply for it, but they'll get a branded letter in the mail after their debt has been paid. Today's weather, it's going to be cloudy with the high reaching the mid-50s, and we're expecting very similar weather tomorrow. That's it for the show. If you like the rundown, then please rate and review us wherever you find it. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.